A social policy analyst, Dr. William Ahaji, says LEAP is an important investment in the lives of poor people in the country, and it must be sustained. Dr. Ahaji said it is part of government's social and poverty reduction strategy aimed at providing basic livelihood to the people. He said a cash transfer may appear meager, but it is impacting positively on the lives of the extremely poor.
Essentially, the LEAP program was introduced as part of the poverty reduction effort of government. And you may have realized that Ghana has progressively reduced poverty as required by the Millennium Development Goals. And LEAP is one of those programs that has contributed to the downward trend in terms of income and poverty. Now, LEAP is a livelihood empowerment against poverty, and it's a cash transfer program. There are elements of conditional transfer. A cash transfer program to people who fall below a certain defined poverty line. Indeed, in formulating this particular policy and developing the program, statistical data was taken as to those who were below the poverty line and those who were extremely poor. Now, what you do with a cash transfer program is that you provide them with a minimum amount of cash that can allow them to perform basic functions for their livelihood.
Dr. Haji, people want to look at whether this is sustainable and how the very poor are identified. What criteria do you use to identify them?
As I said, the data is in the Ghana Statistical Service Population Census, and therefore the extreme poor can easily be identified. And indeed, when LEAP started, they were identified. Now, what you do on the ground in terms of finding the extreme poor is more of actions by committees, and indeed the coordinators and the managers of the program established the community LEAP implementation committees, and they were the ones who had to identify those who were extremely poor in the communities and who became beneficiaries. But let me quickly add that, yes, LEAP is not intended to keep people on the program forever. There are dimensions to it. For instance, there are what we call complementary services. If we enrolled on LEAP, you were linked up with certain services, for instance, the free inputs for your agricultural activities or enrollment on the National Health Insurance Program, or your children will be enrolled in school. Now, if you do that, or even if they have aid, you attend clinics. If you do that, those difficulties that you don't have any options of any income to meet will be taken care of. The monies are not that much, but once your situation improves, you're supposed to graduate out of the program. And let me quickly also add that where it's been done in South America, they've conducted research that has established that the income disparities have actually closed between the extreme poor and then those who are at the top level of income bracket.
On sustainability, Dr. Haji said continuous evaluation must be done on the implementation of the program. Critics should also be cautious about the way they run down the program.
I was part of the team that worked on this whole thing, and the reason for doing that, it was part of the Ghana Poverty Reduction Strategy. We conducted a survey on those who were vulnerable and excluded from participating in any activities, and one of the concepts and indeed the policies was to introduce a cash transfer program for them. It has helped. And I have done an evaluation of it. We've gone to communities where people ordinarily would not have any money to do anything. And for them, that even the small amounts make a difference in their lives. So I would not stand with those who criticize this program, because that it works. There are abuses, and we know. We've gone around and seen that even people who are not entitled have managed to get themselves enrolled onto the program. But there are ways of targeting the poor, and indeed, I recall that we were planning to do a biometric and get access to the services that you're entitled to. Your money as an individual, nobody can then go and fake that. But I don't know what's happened to that arrangement now. But it's a program, it doesn't have to be ended now. If you look at the category of people who benefit from it, they include the extreme poor and those we define in our literature as the indigenous, extreme, the homeless people. So a social policy of this nature ought to be held, because otherwise some of the policies have very hard incidents on the poor. Economic policies have hard incidents on the poor, and they have no other way of sustaining their livelihoods but to depend on this arrangement.
A member of the group that developed the policy that they are telling it is sustainable. We look at governments going outside their coffers to contract monies from donors, and you still say it is sustainable. How about if they turn out to say that they will no longer get post.
I made a point that there are social returns, in fact, there are even economic returns on such, let me call them investment. Still, some of them are farmers. If you aid them, if you link them with the complementary services, what you are doing essentially, for instance, the supply of agricultural inputs, what you are doing is that you are increasing his ability to earn income, and that is disposable income into the economy. So returns on that kind of investment. And if we do the calculations well, you can continue that investment, and then the social rate of return and even the private rate of return will be high for the society as well.